From our studios in Nashville, Tennessee, we bring you Ask WWCR, a bi-weekly program that discusses the operation of WWCR and various topics of interest to all shortwave listeners. And now, here's the current edition of Ask WWCR.
Welcome to Ask WWCR program number 518, which is intended for broadcast July the 9th through the 23rd, we'll say, Doc?
Yeah.
2019. Brady Murray, once again, joined by Dr. Jerry Plummer here in the air-conditioned studios of WWCR. Doc, how are you?
We need that air conditioning today. It's definitely summertime in summer in the city.
Yeah.
Well, it's fourth
heat index well over like at or over 100 for a couple of weeks probably now.
Yeah, no kidding. It's
makes the grass grow, makes the tomatoes grow.
Yeah, gosh, we've been having tomatoes for 3 weeks now. Usually in this neck of the woods, if you can get tomatoes by the 4th of July, you're doing pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
This year, June 15th, maybe, you know, very early, you know, but I'm not complaining.
That's fine with me either.
Yeah.
Complain a little bit just because I like to about mowing the grass.
Yeah.
It's not my favorite job, but it's thick and growing fast.
Yeah. Well,
so we just had Independence Day in the United States, which is synonymous with fireworks. I didn't, my old dog just freaks
my dog
over
hates,
some fireworks. And I've gotten to where I just wish that would go on somewhere else.
Yeah, I know. It's
not to be anti-American. I think I've even brought it up before, but my dog just cannot take the fireworks.
My dog doesn't like it. I don't know of any dog that likes them. And I guess growing up, I used to shoot off fireworks, but I haven't done it in a long time. I don't know why, man, but I keep, there's a couple of pro football players. There's first baseman for the White Sox, all of them are missing a thumb, all because of
fireworks.
Yeah, fireworks. So I think I'd just rather just listen to them or look
at
them.
I'm all for a big show, like maybe that they do at downtown Nashville that might be fun. It's set to a symphony. But as far as just going out in your backyard and launching bottle
they're
rockets.
They're pricey, too, you know.
I suspected this year that they might have been the most costly ever.
Think that tariff stuff added to them, probably?
I'm going to guess yes, I think that it's an accepted fact that most of the fireworks that you buy in the United States come from
Chinese,
China.
Well, you know, in Nashville, Davidson County, it's illegal to sell or possess or use, consume fireworks. But every county right outside touching, as soon as you cross the state, the county line, they got these tents set up selling fireworks.
Right.
You know.
Right.
But now we can't possess them. We can't use them. But, man, within 50 foot of the county line, they're everywhere. Every county contiguous to Davidson County.
I could see why our local law enforcement would be a little bit lenient on the 4th of July. It's something people do. But as you and I were just discussing, our 4th of July activities were going to the grocery store and looking for some of these big deals.
There was a lot of sales.
There was.
And you and I both are pretty good about grilling stuff out and smokers and things like that.
Yeah.
Always on the lookout for some kind of special deal, right?
Yes. Well,
it's the shortwave way.
Hey, if you save 70 cents enough times, it's, you know, you see it.
Well, money's money, you know, it's just the way it is, you know. And if you can find something, like you say, that's at a better price and it's what you want, it's good. You know, it's just because if something's reduced in price, if it's something you don't want, you're not saving anything by buying it, you know.
Right.
But if it's something you like some of the things you've talked about, why not? Sure.
You want it to be worthwhile, you know.
That's our fireworks.
I was here a week ago every evening, and every evening that I was here, I brought pinto beans. So I'm not that hard to please.
No, I like pinto beans. I genuinely do too.
I mean, they're cheap enough, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's one of the cheapest foods you can get. Pinto beans and collards.
I didn't have any collards. But you do have to have some hot sauce, and life is just good.
There you go.
On the pinto beans. No, we've got a couple of interesting listener letters and something I want to discuss right up front.
Sure.
Because we've heard from some listeners who listen to the worship program, Kelly Lawson, the Main Street Church of Christ, right?
Yeah.
And people had been noticing that Kelly Lawson was not preaching for this one-hour show, which is on 58, and it's everywhere. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Look at our program guide.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
He's got several airings, and, I mean, this is a really this is a guy that I've grown to really like.
Yeah.
We've had a lot of conversations.
He's been around, starting to build up a few years now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So he told me that he had double pneumonia with blood clots and caused a heart attack. Okay. And I like this. He said, God and the clot buster heparin saved me. I guess I'm saying that. So anyway, he goes on to say, and we're recording this, you know, on the 9th, so this may have already occurred, and I'm behind the times, but he said that he was looking at coming back at least part-time on June 30th as a pulpit minister.
Well, then.
But that he had been advised to, like, just chill.
Well, you know, so, I listen to him a lot on Sunday mornings, too. I think that's often when we run the first of the new ones, I believe. Mm-hmm. And I wouldn't be surprised if this Sunday morning we might see him back, maybe, you know.
Yeah, because it's usually a week delayed.
Double pneumonia.
He went through a rough spell, but when I got this email and it's replete, there's a bit more to it. I don't want to violate your privacy, but I did appreciate that line.
That is funny.
He said that was the plan. And beyond that, what I want to point out is that both locally here in Nashville and via shortwave, listeners were reaching out to him, wanted to know what was up.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
wanted to ask us questions. So by all means, if you've had that same concern, if you've wondered, I wanted to give out Main Street Church of Christ.
Yeah, there you go.
And that's 4300 Main Street, right? Mm-hmm. And that's Dallas, Texas, 75226.
4300 Main Street, you say?
Main Street Church of Christ, 4300 Main Street, Dallas, Texas, 75226.
Yeah, Kelly Lawson, send him a note. You can
go to churchofchristpreaching.com.
That's right.
And you can get all that information. You could probably send an email directly from there. But something else that I really like about his site, if you scroll to the bottom and look on the right side, click Worldwide Radio. And you'll see that this is a ministry that is deeply involved in international shortwave. It's not just this station.
No doubt.
So I'm glad to hear that he's well. I'm glad that people were concerned. And there were a lot, honestly.
Well, he's pretty popular. He's been, I gotta think, 3 or 4 years now at least, probably maybe 5 years.
Yeah,
maybe.
I think 2011 is when I first started to talk to him. So time flies, you know.
No kidding.
But look on there and get some information.
He's very popular.
And if this is something that you've wondered about, had any concern about, I know that people call him routinely. The number's on there. I'm not going to give all the information on this program. churchofchristpreaching.com. Just look there. You can get all the information. But let him know. You know, let him know that you're glad he's okay.
Well, I'm glad he's...
There was a considerable amount of concern.
For this double pneumonia and blood clots and then a heart attack. I mean, that's a triple win.
And it sounds like with some treatment and rest.
Yeah.
He's good to go, right?
That's good.
I also made a note just because I just think this is good.
Sure.
They serve 2,850 meals a week.
Wow.
I mean, downtown Dallas, it's like any major city.
That's like 100 per meal, you know, minimum. If they do breakfast, lunch, dinner.
Then they've got.
They're serving at least 100 per sitting right there. They're right downtown, aren't they?
Right downtown. They've got folks that come in for breakfast and they do Bible studies.
Yeah, yeah.
And the main comment that I hear from listeners about Kelly Lawson and this program is that they like to support him because he's not good with just giving away stuff and, you know, that's it.
Mm-hmm.
He's doing what he can to get people back on their feet, trying to get them back into some work.
Yeah.
And that's respectable. It's going to bring that person some self-respect, regardless of what bad luck, bad times got you.
He's always done that. You know,
that's his model. And that's just respectable. And
he's sort of like the Texas version of Unshackled. You know, in that sense.
Yeah, he sort of is.
They're not really set up to be a quote-unquote dining area, but they're doing at least 100 meals per sitting. And that's a pretty, that's starting to get some size to it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I bet that's on the upswing, too. I bet that number
is
going up.
And I bet that food is not coming to him free.
No.
So I think when you make a donation to his ministry, you're paying for some international outreach and food.
Yeah. He's real good about it. And he'll tell you right on there that he's not in there for making money, that he's applying whatever funding he can get. Yeah. Goes right into the international broadcasting, right into the food, or, you know, things like that to help people out, get them back on their feet.
Mm-hmm.
That's truly a good thing. It really is. Well, I'm glad you told me about that.
I want to move on because we got a couple other things, and this one's important to me to mention as well. If you'll visit thevoiceofevangelism.com,
Pastor David Langford,
right? We know here at WWCR, we know that he's got a good following on shortwave. Mm-hmm. People listen to him a lot.
Yeah.
And I've not heard any mention of we may cancel, anything like that. But I do know that he is currently seeking folks who listen on shortwave to give him some response. Mm-hmm. And he's on 9350.
Right.
That's 4 p.m. in the afternoon. That's 2100 UT, but that's Monday, Tuesday.
Monday and Tuesday, yeah.
And I think you and I can both attest to the fact that 9350 is everywhere.
Yeah, yeah.
And the second one, Saturday night, 11 p.m., that's going to be Sunday, 0400 UT. That's 4840.
Yeah, well, that's a good one,
too. And 4840 is like reaching other planets.
Yeah, that's good, too. He's an hour-long program, and he's been with us for several years.
Yes.
Monday and Tuesday, that's what I remember. As long as I can remember listening to the station, I've listened to him.
So the request there is very simple. If you're listening on shortwave to The Voice of Evangelism with Pastor David Langford, get in touch with him.
Yeah.
Let him know.
Yeah.
9350, 4840, both good spots to be.
Let him know.
Let him know.
You know. And he's not, like you say, he's not talking about cancellation or anything. But he would like to know, you know, about getting a response. So mm-hmm. please make sure that you let him know that you're listening to the program. And I know a lot of you are, because we get a lot of people calling or asking about, you know, we know he's a pretty popular program.
Right, right.
Out of North Carolina.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Kaser.
Taser.
So, yeah. Kaser with a C. I looked it up, and I don't want to say what I think it's, how it's spelled.
Mm-hmm,
but
mm-hmm.
if you go to his website, that information is there for you.
Okay, yeah, okay. All right.
And beyond that, Doc, we got three responses from the PAC Listeners Club. PAC mm-hmm. is apparently short for Pakistan.
Oh, yeah.
No, and there were three from the same group that I thought were just stellar, and I wanted to make at least a quick mention of them on this program.
No doubt.
The one that I've got in front of me, they listened on the 5th of July, very recent,
mm-hmm.
17 to 1800 UT, right?
Right.
15825 was the frequency.
Okay.
And, you know, we think that that should reach Pakistan no problem. Yeah. They say, yeah, it did with 433. And I said, okay, that's great. And then I handed you the ones that really were surprising to me.
They're of a similar nature. On two different dates, they were listening to 5935. The University Network, and on 7-7, and then on 6-30. And both times, we've got an SIO, which is, tells you it's legitimate. They're different. 4-4-3 and 4-4-4 for both times. So they that's over a two-week time period. So 5935 from Nashville, Tennessee, to Pakistan, Jhang City, Pakistan, come in with 443 and 444.
Were you surprised at all that 5935 is getting rated with like solid fours?
Well, I mean, you look at the maps and it says that in theory, yeah, it should, but maybe threes, maybe, you know?
Maybe. Maybe they were generous. Maybe propagation was great.
Yeah.
What I do think for certain, beyond the fact that WWCR is, we're apparently doing a good job at what we're doing.
I think so.
But before I think about WWCR, I note that both of those are listening to the University Network, and that makes me think that's a heck of an investment that they're making in shortwave.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And both of them.
That's an area where you're not going to hear Pastor Scott on local radio.
Oh, you got that right.
Television.
Well, the wave files sound good, so it's not mm-hmm. just these guys saying that I heard mm-hmm. them. They backed them up with wave files. No, I don't think Pastor Scott, there's not too many other stations broadcasting Pastor Scott in Pakistan, I'm pretty sure.
No, I'm going to put that number at zero.
me too.
Doc, we always run out of time way too quickly.
Yeah.
Hope you enjoyed the 4th, and I think, I don't want to tell stories, but I think you may have had a birthday in there somewhere or coming up.
Got one coming up. Toward the end of this month, you know, be 21 years ago, old again.
Send your love gifts for Doc's birthday in care of the station. If it's in a check, you know, we'll just hand it over, right?
Yeah, sure. All right, Brady, I'll
see you next time.
Okay?
Ask WWCR is a biweekly presentation of WWCR Incorporated. If there are questions you would like to have answered during the show, send them to Ask WWCR. 1300 WWCR Avenue, Nashville, Tennessee, 37218, USA. You can also send an email to askwwcr@wwcr.com. No email attachments, please. That's askwwcr@wwcr.com. Be listening for your questions to be answered on future editions of Ask WWCR.